Fuse Washington says only 40% of the 500 respondents would support paying more sales tax for a 1,200-bed jail. Conversely, 58% would rather that money go toward measures that reduce the jail's population, says Jim Dawson, Fuse Washington's program director in Spokane.
That's where voters are at, is they want to invest in upstream solutions that really help break the cycle of recidivism and cycling through homelessness and crisis, and help people really get into a stable place and have the basics that they need to meet their full potential.
A work group that included the county commissioners and members of the criminal justice system endorsed efforts to make changes to the system to try to reduce the number of incarcerated people. Some of those changes have been made. Curtis Robinson, the executive director of the Revive Center for Returning Citizens and I Did the Time, says he's encouraged by the poll's results.
This leaves us in a very hopeful perspective about some of the long-term change that we've been looking to affect here in Spokane. And, I think it speaks good of the rising spirit of awareness and care for our fellow human beings here locally.
No concrete plan for a new jail has yet been proposed to the public. Spokane County Commissioner Al French and Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich are among those who have expressed support in the past for a new facility to replace the current jail that many now consider inadequate. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.